child labor, normally people believe that child labor is a result of poverty. This is the general connotation. But the reality is other way around. Child labor causes and perpetuates poverty. Child labor causes and perpetuates unemployment. Like, take the case of India, where we have at least 60 million children in full-time jobs, and another 65 million adults jobless. And those 65 million jobless adults are none but the very parents or family members of these children. Children are preferred because they are the cheapest labor force. They are most vulnerable. They cannot form the trade unions. They cannot go to the court of law. They cannot bargain. They cannot do anything. They have no voice. That's why they are preferred. A father remains unemployed and a child gets job. The mother remains unemployed. Daughter gets job. That vicious circle has to be understood worldwide. When you write something on child labor or think on child labor, the vicious circle between adult unemployment and child labor. So if children are working today, they are not responsible for poverty. They are the victims of poverty. And the victims of poverty are being made further victims of slavery and exploitation, if you put them as child labor. If you have to end this vicious cycle of poverty and child labor and unemployment and illiteracy, then you have to stop it now. Child labor have to be stopped it now. There is no other way. Because now you are living in a global economy, which is basically the knowledge economy, the information economy. And in the era of knowledge and information economy, one can not think of getting any social justice or any economic justice without knowledge, acquiring good knowledge. And that comes through the education. And child labor is the biggest obstacle in receiving education and knowledge. So you cannot be the beneficiary of this globalization until and unless the children are liberated from work and put to schools. And if you allow it to happen, the child labor, then the social injustice and the discrimination and disparities and the gap between the rich and poor worldwide will go on, and that will cause enormous tension, which is still causing now. You cannot live in peace. The old saying was that if your neighbor is hungry, you cannot live in peace. You cannot sleep in peace. But I say it now that if your child is ignorant, illiterate, if your neighbor is illiterate and ignorant, you cannot even sit in peace. That ignorant and illiterate person will cause tremendous problems. And sometimes these illiterate children in poor countries are used by the terrorist forces. The world cannot remain peace, live in peace. Think of the situation, the large segment of society in the world. For instance, Afghanistan has been considered as one of the hub of the terrorism. That's why Afghanistan was attacked. The Taliban and all those forces and Al-Qaeda was born and grew up there. And they are still there somewhere in Afghanistan or in Pakistan. These are not because just of the Muslim sentiment, Islamic sentiment. Basically, it is because of the ignorance and illiteracy. The people were deliberately kept ignorant and illiterate. And that situation is used by the fundamentalist and religious forces to brainwash the young people, to make them even terrorists and suicidal bombers. Even some of those people who become suicidal bombers may be educated, but their support base comes from illiterate masses, ignorant masses, and the masses who have never received good quality secular education, but they got the education in madrasas, where they were brainwashed. Same thing can happen with Hindus or Christians or whosoever, if the situation remains like that. So the child labor, illiteracy and terrorism is also linked.